That's the Clementi that you probably know. He also did write a number of sonatas besides the sonatinas, which are just sort of big granddaddy sonatinas, but just a little bit more involved. And this is one that he wrote for four hands at one piano. It's in C major, the first movement of a sonata by Clementi. I could also add that Clementi is known as the father of the pianoforte, he was one of the first to write specifically for the piano. Before then, the keyboard instruments that they had were mostly organ, harpsichord, and clavichord. But about this time, around Clementi's time, the piano was being developed and was being more extensively used.
Thank you. number we would like to play for you is by the composer Mendelssohn, a good romantic composer. We have Mendelssohn to thank for his work in bringing the music of Bach into favor again, or maybe not into favor, just bringing it out, because prior to Mendelssohn's time, not much of Bach's music was being performed after Bach's death. And it was Mendelssohn who conducted a performance of the St. Matthew Passion, and everyone thought, my goodness, what is this tremendous work by J.S. Bach? Mendelssohn was quite a cosmopolitan composer, traveled extensively, was a very prolific composer, was writing as a teenager. Another interesting fact about Mendelssohn is that he was Jewish, but a Lutheran Christian. The work that we will do of his is for, again, four hands at one keyboard, and is Allegro Brilliant. Thank you.
The next number that we are going to be playing is a piece called Jeu d'enfant, Children's Game, by Bizet. Perhaps you are most familiar with Bizet if you can think of the opera Carmen. That's the same composer. But in case you can't read the writing on there, it's a series of 12 pieces of children's games. One is swinging, sort of leisurely swinging up under the trees. The top, this, you pump and then it goes spinning around. The doll, hobby horses, don't anybody ride off. Flying, the trumpet and drum, a little toy drum and trumpet. Soap bubbles, four corners, I'm not really familiar with that, that must be a French game. Blind men's buff, leapfrog, and I have to share with you what Larry shared with us earlier this year, and he says, never play leapfrog with a unicorn. The next to the last one in French is petite, little, but we translate it to wee husband, wee wife. And then the final one is the ball. And this is to help keep track of where we are. Thank you.
Thank you.